For China's regulators, the new ventures are a high-stakes experiment meant to transform how savers think about investing. For years, retail investors ploughed cash into deposit-like investment products sold and backed by state banks. The principal on such products was considered guaranteed, but the banks funneled the cash towards high-risk borrowers such as small property developers or coal mining outfits. By 2016, the bank's wealth management arms oversaw around 13% of total banking assets. But regulators cracked down, no longer willing to see banks and ordinary savers exposed to the intensifying risks. Guaranteed products have been banned. Meanwhile, banks' wealth assets have been spun into new subsidiaries. These must wind down the old deposit-like products and design new ones based on net asset value. In 2020, the new units had 26 trillion yuan in assets under management, reckons CICC, an investment bank. It is with them that foreign investors have been invited to establish joint ventures. The call sounds familiar. Foreign financiers have been knocking at China's door for generations, with an eye to every corner of the industry, from retail banking to securities. In 1995, CCB and Morgan Stanley, another Wall Street bank, set up CICC. In 2004, Goldman was allowed to establish the first foreign securities joint venture. But when you look back over the past two decades, the developments seem underwhelming and the returns meager. That was largely because China opened up only when homegrown firms were big enough to withstand competition. Some foreign retail banks launched gung-ho expansion plans, only to quit the market later, defeated by domestic giants' extensive branch networks. Securities joint ventures have taken more than a decade to pass majority control to foreign investors. Payments firms such as Visa and MasterCard were shut out until mobile payments became dominant and competition futile. Wealth management could be different. For one, the foreigners do not face a mature market with insurmountable competition. Regulators' sweeping reforms mean that they are in fact entering what could become the world's largest market for retail wealth at an early stage. This is evident in the financial products on offer today. China's mutual fund industry has grown at a fantastic pace in recent years. Many firms now oversee 1 trillion yuan in assets. Money market funds are ubiquitous, but product design is still in its infancy. Global firms are expected to bring a new level of sophistication. Tuan Lam of Goldman says his group will offer quantitative products such as algorithmic and factor-based strategies, and cross-border and alternative asset investments. These are not present in China right now, he notes.